What if the secret to transforming your body wasn't found in another restrictive diet plan, but in something far simpler, the clock? While we've spent decades obsessing over calories, macros, and forbidden foods, mounting evidence suggests we've been asking the wrong question entirely. It's not just about what lands on your plate, but when you allow yourself to eat it. Intermittent fasting flips conventional diet wisdom on its head by focusing on timing rather than restriction. This isn't about surviving on celery sticks or banishing carbs forever. It's about working with your body's natural rhythms, allowing extended periods without food so your metabolism can do what it was designed to do, burn stored fat for fuel. The 28-day fast start offers a structured pathway into this approach, promising not deprivation, but freedom from the endless cycle of hunger and guilt that defines traditional dieting. Intermittent fasting creates distinct feeding and fasting windows. During fasting, consume only clean fast beverages, plain water, black coffee, unsweetened tea, and unflavored sparkling water. Nothing else. No cream, sweeteners, lemon water, or bone broth. Any flavor triggers the cephalic phase insulin response, where taste buds signal your pancreas to release insulin, preventing fat burning. You're either fasting clean or doing a low-calorie diet. During your eating window, enjoy real food until satisfied. No calorie counting or forbidden foods. The 28-day program offers three approaches. Easy Does It starts with 12-hour eating windows, narrowing by 2 hours weekly to 6 hours. Steady Build launches at 8 hours, tightening weekly to 5 hours. Rip Off the Band-Aid begins at 6 hours and narrows to 4. Choose based on your preference for gradual change, moderate challenge, or rapid transformation. All paths are flexible frameworks, not rigid commandments. Traditional dieting keeps insulin elevated through frequent meals, signaling your body to store energy while blocking fat access. Calorie restriction triggers metabolic slowdown, burning muscle while hoarding calories, explaining those frustrating plateaus. Intermittent fasting creates distinct metabolic states. Extended fasting windows allow insulin to drop, unlocking stored fat as fuel. But your body must relearn this skill, flipping the metabolic switch from sugar burning to fat burning mode. During the first week, expect brain fog, fatigue, and intense hunger. These aren't signs of failure, they're proof of change. Your body is depleting liver glycogen stores, the quick access fuel it's relied on for years. Somewhere between days 5 and 14, something shifts. Energy returns. Mental clarity sharpens. Hunger becomes manageable. You've become fat-adapted, metabolically flexible. Your body now efficiently alternates between burning food during eating windows and burning stored fat during fasting periods. This flexibility is the holy grail of metabolic health, associated with improved insulin sensitivity, reduced inflammation, and protection against chronic disease. For those with long-standing metabolic issues, full adaptation might take 6 to 8 weeks. Perhaps the most liberating aspect of intermittent fasting is the absence of food rules during eating windows. After years of counting points and eliminating food groups, this freedom feels almost suspicious. Many initially test these boundaries enthusiastically, indulging in previously forbidden foods. But something remarkable happens. Your body becomes an unexpectedly reliable teacher. Junk food brings energy crashes and digestive distress. Nourishing whole foods bring energy and satisfaction. This immediate feedback creates appetite correction. Your body's natural hunger and fullness signals, dulled by years of irregular eating and external diet rules, begin working again. The apostat in your hypothalamus, your internal hunger thermostat, recalibrates. You recognize true hunger versus boredom or emotional eating. This doesn't mean every meal becomes a kale salad. It means enjoying birthday cake without guilt, then craving nutrient-rich meals because that's what your body signals it needs. Many practitioners naturally choose whole foods not through force, but through internal guidance. This compass proves far more sustainable than any rulebook. The emphasis shifts from restriction to eating whatever works for you, a distinction that makes all the difference. Every meaningful change brings obstacles. sleep disruption often surprises new fasters. As your body becomes fat-adapted and produces ketones, you might feel unusually wired at night. This powerful brain fuel can initially interfere with sleep, but normalizes with adaptation. Experiment with eating window timing and macronutrient balance to find what works. Overeating during eating windows is common early on. Your body expects constant fuel, creating ravenous hunger while fat-burning efficiency remains undeveloped. Once fat-adapted, the urge naturally subsides as your body confidently accesses stored fuel. Social pressure presents ongoing challenges. Well-meaning friends express concern about skipped meals. Develop simple responses. I'll save that for later. I'm not hungry right now. Or I already ate. Most importantly, abandon perfectionism. Some days, your window stretches longer than planned. Sometimes, a healthy snack becomes a pint of ice cream. These moments don't erase progress. Never compound one off-track moment by thinking, I've ruined everything, might as well eat pizza too. Notice how different choices make you feel, learn from the experience, and continue fasting the next day. Consistency over time matters infinitely more than perfection in any single moment. Weight loss attracts most people to intermittent fasting, but the profound health benefits often prove more meaningful long-term. Think of weight loss as the visible tip of an iceberg, while vast transformations occur beneath the surface at the cellular level. The metabolic improvements are remarkable. 47% of type 2 diabetes patients achieved remission within 3 months, with fasting periods as short as 16 hours, improving insulin sensitivity by up to 29% in pre-diabetics. Anti-inflammatory effects show significant drops in C-reactive protein within 4 to 8 weeks, with autoimmune sufferers often experiencing decreased symptoms and reduced medication needs. Cardiovascular benefits include blood pressure reductions of 3 to 8%, bad cholesterol drops up to 25%, and good cholesterol increases of 4 to 14%. Brain health improvements might be most exciting. Fasting increases BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, by up to 400%, supporting memory, learning, and protection against neurodegenerative diseases. Many practitioners report improved focus and mental clarity within 2 to 3 weeks. The cornerstone is autophagy, your body's cellular cleanup process. After 16 to 18 hours without food, autophagy increases dramatically, breaking down damaged components and transforming them into building blocks for renewal. These benefits often manifest before significant weight changes, typically noticed within the first month. The 28-day fast start is just the beginning. Embrace, tweak it till it's easy as your mantra. There's no universal perfect protocol. Your optimal fasting pattern will evolve with life circumstances, health goals, and body feedback. Some weeks require longer eating windows for social events or higher activity. Others naturally favor shorter windows. This flexibility is strength, not weakness. Mindset determines long-term success more than protocol details. A fixed mindset says, weight loss is a struggle for me. A growth mindset says, intermittent fasting is changing my destiny. Expect steady progress, typically 0.5 to 1 pound weekly, rather than dramatic overnight transformations. Redefine success beyond the scale. True success means improved health markers, enhanced quality of life, freedom from diet mentality, and sustainable habits. It means waking energized, moving through your day without constant hunger, and eating meals you genuinely enjoy without guilt. Intermittent fasting offers something radical: simplicity, sustainability, and trust in your body's innate wisdom. The clock becomes your guide, your body becomes your teacher, and food becomes what it was always meant to be: nourishment and pleasure, not punishment or anxiety.